chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
Good morning, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. On the line with me, I have Jimmy Patronis, our congressman from Florida District 1, Northwest Florida's congressman. Jimmy, welcome back, sir. Good to have you.
Andrew, great to be with you.
Good to have you. So there's a lot of news I want to get to with you, and we certainly will. But I did want to start. We had two fairly significant passings here locally last week. One was John Gerolds, former city council member, served for, I think, 14 years in total, 12 at one time, and then two or three the second time. But also the founder, co-owner of the Floribama, Pat McClellan, who I had never met, but I think was one of your friends, passed away last Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Pat was a legend in the hospitality industry. You know, spent his time there at NAS Pensacola, but what came back to Northwest Florida via Church Street Station back in Orlando. I'm getting chills telling you this because he was just such a character. Pat, where I first met him was, you know, Jimmy was always, I was the intern when I was in the Florida Senate back in the early 90s. But I was also, after I graduated in Florida State, I was active in the Restaurant Association. So all the Panhandle restaurateurs would stick together on the day that we were supposed to go up and lobby our state legislators. And it seems like, Pat, our ritual was, is we always would get together when it was lobby day in Tallahassee, because I was his hunting guide to show him how to get around the halls. And, you know, but just, you know, there in his later years of life with his new partners, started doing Sunrise Church Service out at the Floribama. Just, you know, they broke the mold when they made that guy in the iconic business there he established was world renowned. I had people all over the country that when they heard what district I was from, usually about the next statement out of their mouth was the Floribama, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a wild place. It's got a long history. It does a lot of things. And, you know, everybody knows the Floribama, like you said, not just here, obviously, all over the country, even all over the world. But, yeah, again, I kind of wish I had met him because I hear so many great things about him, so many nice things. And I like interesting people, of course. And he sounds like, you know, very much
so. He was definitely the Secchi's guy. He was the world's most interesting man. That's for sure. And I, you know, I would have people that would call me and say, hey, trying to get in the Floribama, it's crazy busy, can you get me in? And I'd call Pat, and by hook or crook, he would figure out a way how to make me look, you know, influential, and he would, you know, show him a good time. So just big hole in my heart, you know, but he was a titan in the industry and a legend, you know, really was.
Well, the one thing I always say when I talk about celebrities passing, and it's true of all of them, is of any person, is, you know, we miss them because they meant something to us. And, you know, sadness is evidence of value.
And you're going to get me upset by saying that.
Oh.
That's spot on, because he was one of those types. He's just such a gentle guy,
yeah.
You know, and man, when he heard I was going to run for CD1, and every event that he could attend, he came to. He was a big cheerleader of mine, but I was a big cheerleader of his.
Well, I don't know how many people have said it, but I'll just, you know, I'm sorry for your loss to the community, but I'm sorry for your personal loss connected with him.
Appreciate it.
The NDA, the National Defense Authorization Act, passed. There's some interesting elements in that. One of them that I've gotten a lot of questions, and I had not been tracking this issue, but people just formed their opinion about this. This Section 219 and cooperation with Israel on, you know, technology, weapons development, and so forth, I think actually makes sense since they are so much on the cutting edge of things. It seems like a defense development R&D partnership. Other people are freaking out that think it's a loss of sovereignty that we're selling out our society to the Israelis. What's your perspective?
Well, there's nothing that says that the full discretion lies with the United States. But the reality is, because of logistically where Israel is placed, because they have to have an active you know, technological perimeter around their country every single day. They have innovations, especially when it comes to cyber, that's usually cutting edge. So again, this is a partnership where they can share. They buy U.S. weapons. You know, we get some of their technology, but we can't have that relationship. There's other countries that are dying to be closer to the United States. But we just, our intellectual property is just too valuable, and co-development of anything when it comes along the weapon systems is something we have to hold back with reservation. Again, Section 219, as people are concerned about, the full discretion lies in the United States. In addition, this isn't the same language we may see ultimately when the Senate takes up the NDAA.
Right.
And change it altogether.
Yeah, the Senate may change things as well. I mean, I just think about, you know, I think this Golden Dome thing is a fool's dream. I don't think it'll ever happen. But if it were going to happen, you better bet we're going to learn from Israel on Iron Dome. You know, we're going to learn everything that they've got. So I see the need. I see the value of, you know, of being connected with them on all of these things. Another part of the NDAA, of course, pay raises. So great for the military, yep. Of course. Pay raises 5-7%. Do I have that right? I'm working on memory.
That's right. That's exactly
okay.
Right.
And then this business about hazing, the possibility of hazing is already not allowed, but this would make it an actual crime under the UCMJ. Is that right? At least possibly?
You know, possibly, you know, that there's, but, you know, all these things get brought up, they get placed in the legislation. Some of this stuff we get to vote on the amendment process, some of it we do not. This was something that was embedded in the base bill, as was the Section 219 stuff.
Okay.
So some of this, we didn't get to kind of edit it or change it or vote it up or down, but, you know, it's part of at least what the House proposed.
Thanks so much. The deal with Saudi Arabia to allow them or to help facilitate the development of, you know, consumer-side nuclear power, not for weapons or anything like that. Of course, I think what a lot of people initially look at that is, where did these 9/11 terrorists come from? You know, like, it's a bit of a fraught enterprise to bring nuclear into an area like that. But you also have this question of the, you know, normalizing of relationships with Israel. Will that happen? Becoming a part of the Abraham Accords, will that happen? What's your perspective?
So this is all part of the negotiations of getting Saudi Arabia part of the Abraham Accords, normalizing relationships as much as possible. You know, the one thing when Biden, I mean, the Obama administration, and like I said, revisited by the Biden administration, when the money was sent to Iran, it created such distrust amongst all Middle Eastern states, and then a nuclearized Iran was definitely disruptive. It brought those Middle Eastern states together. Under the Biden administration, things got worse, and now Trump is just trying to pick back up where he was in his first administration, bringing those countries together, because he wants them to police themselves. Mm-hmm. And so, all right, so how do we normalize the trust where they can police themselves? This is exactly where it's going. Under the Trump administration, you had normalized airspace over Saudi Arabia flying to the east, where that was never the case prior to that. So, I mean, this is all what the president does. He tries to cut a deal, and he tries to let, you know, others police themselves.
You know, and I don't think the president really has gotten enough credit for what he's done with the Middle Eastern countries. I know the fixation, of course, is on, you know, the war with Iran, but there's a lot more going on. And the Abraham Accords, I thought, were a brilliant initiative. The effort to create normalization of relations. I mean, I always look at Jordan's relationship with Israel as the paradigm. Like, you know, once Jordan allowed the Israelis to teach him agriculture and, you know, water management, it's like, oh, all of a sudden we get along because, you know, we were mutually beneficial economically. And look, you're not these evil people that we need to wipe off the face of the earth. That was a massive change in relations. And if Saudi Arabia, if some of these other countries could be brought into that kind of relationship with Israel, which, of course, they want. I mean, my goodness, you know, that's a major accomplishment. And we're sort of partway there.
That's what the whole Board of Peace is about. It's to try to get those countries in a relationship with each other where they'll watch out for each other. And then, you know, the United States is not going to be focusing as much resources in the theater in order to keep fighting down. But to your point, those countries are arid states. Israel has a lot of you know, saline to water technology, a lot of things, because they essentially live on an island and they have to bring everything in. So their technology is also attractive to those other countries that have the same environments.
Let's switch gears a little bit. And I did want to talk about a vote that came up recently. It was a combo vote where the ban on stock trading by sitting congressmen got joined with, I don't know if it's the full SAVE Act or portions of the SAVE Act, but voter ID, I know, was a part of it. Wound up getting passed with a small number of Democrats coming over to your side. I hate to see multi-subject bills. You know, I think that bills should be up or down on their own merits, and I kind of agree with the criticism that this is designed to make Democrats look bad for voting against it because it sounds like they're against the insider trading stuff. But at least if it passes in the Senate, I like both provisions, of course. They're very popular.
Yeah, so look, I'm a big believer in germanity also, but here's the reality of it. We are now sending every single bill to the Senate with a version of the SAVE Act attached to it. And so, eventually the Senate is going to have a piece of legislation from us that they've got to pass, and they're going to be looking at it, and their constituents are going to be asking them about it, and hopefully we get enough pressure to get them to take up the SAVE Act or the SAVE America Act. What we did with the stock trading bill, which was good legislation. We shouldn't have people going to Washington, not being a millionaire. And once they leave, they become a multimillionaire. Andrew, if you did that, you'd be going to jail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So again, I think it's important, but this is also the voter identification citizenship parts of the SAVE Act were also in that stock trading bill. And yeah, we did get a bunch of Democratic support on it because both those issues are very popular,
right?
But they had to break with the far left parts of their party, which this is what we should do. We should be working on good policy that makes sense to all Americans.
All right, I'm going to give you Andrew's suggestion for something that I told people earlier when we were talking about this, that if I could be king for a moment or wave my fairy wand or whatever you want to call it, I would make this happen. Since you mentioned
a drum roll.
You're a big fan of germanity, things being germane. Here's my suggestion. I think all federal legislation should be, one, shorter than 10 pages. Two, single subject, obviously. Three, have a sunset provision. I like 5 years. Is better than 10. I'll take 10, but I'd rather have 5. And then four, it should have measurable metrics that it's designed to solve that you can say at 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 years how much progress was made so that when 5 years comes up, we can have a meaningful conversation about, whether this should go away or persist and how to evaluate it. I know this will never pass, but there's a little kid inside me that hopes one day to see something like this.
So of all those, I think they're all doable. They're probably limited to 10 pages. It's going to be the hardest part.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you open up a particular provision and statute, you may be scaling across chapters and chapters of statutes in order to change. So it's kind of hard because you're maybe capturing something on page one and something on page 100, but it's all dealing with Army Corps of Engineers.
I know. And that's like I just want the federal code to be something that a single person can lift. Ultimately.
At the state legislative process, a lot of what you're saying is already in place.
Yeah.
To me, it's just the states can be a little more nimble when it comes to that type of stuff. I wish things move faster in Washington, D.C., but they don't. It's 435 members from, the greatest country in the world, and everybody feels like they're the most influential member of Congress. So it's been a fun ride so far. We just got to chip away at it.
Well, if you can get any of them done, I'll celebrate you for it.
I love sunset provisions.
I do,
sunset
too.
Sunset provisions to me rock.
Yeah.
If you like it and does a great job, just follow it again.
Right.
Yeah,
it should be easy to pass. If it worked, it worked, right? So
that's the same way I feel about federal money. You know what? State, you got such a fantastic program, you go pay for it. And then if you feel like it's really got great merits, then you can come back, get your member of Congress to file for an appropriation to get your reimbursement. With all this money just sending that blanket to the states, and then the fraud, waste, and abuse takes place. That's dumb. That practice has got to stop.
Last one. I feel like I am the kid holding his finger in the dike stopping the flood on this, and I feel like it's not going to work, but I have been screaming about the idea of turning the Bayway, the replacement bridge for the I-10 connector between Mobile and Spanish Fort, into a toll road. It's going to be a $3.5 billion project at the moment. They're going to put a $770 toll each way. There'll be a monthly pass or whatever. But the very idea of turning that into a toll road, I don't know what you can do. Maybe at this point it's too late because the White House is involved in the funding and some of this stuff. But I just see this is going to be a disaster. But can you help, Jimmy? Can you help not make I-10 a toll road?
So projects like that, look, this happened years ago with the additional bridge at Highway 331, and they were going to put a toll there. You know, eventually, if you find enough pressure is placed, you know, you will get, you know, whether it be the governor of Alabama, we'll have an initiative where let's get the legislature to step up more financially. There will be dollars that are available. There's going to have to be, you know, in some cases, prioritized from some other project. But I would prefer not to have toll roads. I think where toll roads are already embedded, I think they need to make sure that they're setting dollars aside for future repairs and maintenance. And unfortunately, that doesn't happen enough. You know, usually local governments, once they start to toll, they start siphoning that money off or using it for other, you know, god-awful boondoggle projects, as opposed to maintaining the road that they're supposed to maintain in the first place.
And you didn't even mention the Bob Sykes Bridge. Well done. Jimmy Petronas, he is our congressman for Florida District 1. Jimmy, I always appreciate the time, sir. Thanks for the information. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. See you. Take care, guys.